And welcome back to From the Nosebleed, Season 3, Episode 33. Thomas Pokornik and Thomas Coburn, as always, with producer Paolo Gismondi, here to preview Week 11 in the NFL. Coburn, what's going on?
Nothing much. Busy week. We're winding down from school here, so it's a little bit hectic, but always got to fit in time to preview the games. Is this the Steph Curry episode? The threes?
All the threes? I was going to say threes. Ray Allen, but Curry just... Yeah, we should start the show talking about how Curry just overtook Ray Allen as most three-pointers. You didn't even know that.
Did that just happen? There you go.
It did happen. But yeah, you're right. Week 11, not only you said school's getting hectic, but football's getting pretty hectic because we're winding down, not winding down on the season, but we're getting into those tough months. It's getting harder to win games. The weather is starting to be a factor now. But yeah, week... How were your spread picks last week?
2-2. Another average week. I think I've went 2-2 the past 3 weeks, I believe. So that
was 1-3, I believe, which is...
That's tough. But it's a bounce back week.
I guess it is bounce back week. Last time I was 0-4, followed up with 4-0. So hopefully I can at least hit 3-1 this week. But let's dive right into it. We'll start off with your 49ers. That's what I'm calling them now because you... did pick them against the spread last week, and that hit, so congratulations. Going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, 49ers are 6.5-point favorites.
I mean, initially, you got to love it. I mean, are the 49ers rolling now?
What I watched on Monday night, I was like, this team's going to the Super Bowl.
I was about to say, that team, that's an NFC champion, that championship like caliber team.
Like, I'm not overly impressed with not so much. I guess I'll say their skill because they're not very flashy, but their ability to bleed the clock and just physically dominate the Rams was something that I just have not seen in a long time. And they look like, okay, maybe these guys are back.
And I think it's completely undervalued what Kittle does for that offense. It's just completely different when he's in there. He does so much to help them win games. His blocking's on. I've said it for the past couple of years. I've always thought that Kittle was the best, most complete tight end in the league. Obviously, Kelsey's the best offensive threat, but Kittle, I think, by far the most complete. He's huge for that team. They're back. And I like how they have, you know, they just won that big game. They get a nice, easy game here. Is there a letdown spot? Sure. But I kind of think they take care of business. And I think they smell that wild card spot now.
Yeah, if they want to conjure up some momentum, it's games like this coming off a huge win over a division rival. You mentioned letdown. Like you can't afford to have that. So they do have to keep it rolling. It's a rookie quarterback. Make it a long day for him. Their defense is starting to get it together too. Nick Bosa just brings a crazy amount of pressure. And up front, the whole Kelce Kittle thing, I think they play completely different positions. We need a word for tight ends that are just – literally big wide receivers. We need a new position. Maybe that's the goal of today's episode. But 49ers, I think they take care of business here as well. We'll move on to the Cam Newton. It's kind of a revenge game because he's playing against Ron Rivera. But it's his first start in his second stint with the Carolina Panthers. He was pretty electric in the 7 plays that he played a week ago, getting 2 touchdowns. But now we get a full game of Cam. I don't know, 3.5-point favorites. Is that a surprise after Washington just upset the Bucks?
Full game of Cam is a scary sentence to say. I don't think it's – I mean, listen, the line kind of makes sense to me. Heineke, he just owns Brady at this point. Like, even though the Bucks beat them in that playoff game. Yeah, Heineke just loves to play against the Bucks and Brady. So I think it's kind of just whatever. You leave that alone. I think that there's maybe one – I'm looking ahead. I'm trying to like fortune tell here. I feel like there's social media is going crazy about, I think Cam plays really well. And I think he has a really good game. Chase Young, he's out for the season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's huge for the Washington defense, which has looked, it's improved as the season has gone on. It's still not as good as what everybody thought at the beginning of the year, but it has improved. It played well last week. I think Cam has a great game. And then the following week, it all falls off a cliff and he's Cam Newton again. But I think for this week, I think the Panthers get the win. And I think they probably cover that spread at home.
I think we might see a little bit of like a honeymoon period as well. Yeah. And with that Cam thing, like, oh, he's back. It's so fun. But this is not 7 plays. Like in a full game where he's going to be under center every single snap, I think we're going to see obviously the good that he brings, like there'll be some bright moments, but I think there's also going to be some bad moments where if Washington capitalizes defensively with a turnover or something like that, then it can be a lot closer. Just with forecasting, I know you said you think they're going to cover the spread. This is one that I'm a little uneasy on, but we'll move on to a divisional matchup in the NFC. Packers, Vikings. Packers have been rolling. If you take away their game that Aaron Rodgers was missing, they haven't lost since week one. So there's been a lot of good. They look a lot more complete in my eyes than Packers teams have in the past. Like defensively, they held Mahomes to one of his worst stat lines ever, and they didn't give up any points. I know Russell Wilson was his first game back, but they've been solid.
Well, I was about to say that I don't know how many teams Aaron Rodgers or how many Packers teams Aaron Rodgers has played on that would have won a game like they won last week.
Yeah.
It's always the Rodgers show, and partly his heroics are partly because of the defense that just can't stop the other team. It was just a very, unlike any Packers win I can like really remember, that's just like defense playing lights out, offense struggling, finally got it done. I think he threw a pick in the red zone, right? Like it was a sloppy Packers game on offense, but that defense really came alive. But are we sleeping a bit on the Vikings? A big win last week,
which means that they're due to let us all down.
They'll lose by 21 this week.
That's the destiny of the Minnesota Vikings.
At home, they lose by three possessions.
Did the Vikings beat the Packers last year or no? I think they did in Green Bay and got blown out in Minnesota. I could be wrong with that, but I don't know. Like the Packers are only 1.5 point favorites.
It's almost a pick 'em.
It's trap. This is trap game.
Which could mean Vegas. I mean, it is in a primetime game, so you know Kirk is firing. It's a 1 o'clock game. That's Kirk's true time slot. And listen, give him credit. He's actually been really good this year. So
he's been awesome this year. Like if his name wasn't Kirk Cousins, more and more people would be praising him. So there's that going for them. But it should be a close one. I think it's one of the better games in the 1 o'clock time slot, just looking here. But we'll move on to your Detroit Lions going up against the Cleveland Browns. Now, this game should be Tim Boyle versus Case Keenum, which makes it eligible for the I'm not watching category. But I think Baker's going to play. He probably shouldn't be playing. Last week, you predicted the Lions win. I teased that I was predicting Lions win just because I didn't want to jinx them. I think that's as close as we're going to come all season, maybe.
Did you watch any of that game?
I was all in on that, especially the fourth quarter.
It's quite possibly one of the worst displays of football I've ever seen. It was just bad all across the board.
Exciting though, in my eyes, like I was into it just because we had the storyline of like, oh my gosh, they're going to get their first win, but it was really bad.
And then the Deontay fumble in overtime. I mean, listen, Pittsburgh, are they on bye this week? No, who do they play? Oh, they play Sunday night against Chargers. Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't know what's going on with them, but the Lions, I think this is, you got to feel good that Goff is not playing. It can't be worse. It truly can't be worse. We always talk about QB 32. It's Goff.
You think he's that bad?
He is the worst quarterback.
I haven't watched enough of him, but I don't know. I was always like, give the guy a little bit more credit. But with that being said,
he hasn't won a game without McVay.
Yeah, I know. I was just
thinking about that. Like, really think about that.
Like, because bad teams get lucky and they win a game somehow. But the fact that he hasn't won a game in his entire career, I think he's 0-15-1.
I guess.
It's a full season. It's a full season that he hasn't won a game without Sean McVay, which is just absurd. I don't know. I never thought I would say this, but last week, Pittsburgh would have won handily if Big Ben was playing. And 100%. That's Big Ben. I'm not crazy high on him as a player anymore. So, like, Rudolph was bad. Goff was bad. It was just a disaster of a game. I don't know if it's going to be any better this week. And I think the Lions came so close to winning a week ago that they're just going to go into Cleveland and almost get blown out.
And also, this is the Baker. So, Baker's probably going to play. This is the Baker Mayfield cycle of look terrible against a good team. And now he might throw for five touchdowns and people and
do the McGregor,
like,
do the McGregor walk right off to the sideline.
Odell was the problem. He wasn't even there last week, but Odell was the problem. It's finally figured out. Sign him to the $35 million contract a year. He throws five touchdowns, no picks. The Browns are back, even though they're not. And we roll on to the next game when he disappoints us.
I don't know. I just like the Lions. You can't do that every week. It's just, it's psychological torture. So I think this week they're just going to give their fans a break, make sure it's over from the beginning. And, but hey, like I said, this is a big candidate for will not be watching. Colts and Bills, we got up next. Bills 7-point favorites at home. I don't know. The Bills, like, they looked like they were back last week, but the 2 weeks before that, they were struggling.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting game. That's 7 points. I feel like it's a lot. I don't know. The Colts, I mean, I'm not going to pick them to win the game because I feel like Wentz will throw a pick six with, I don't know, 2 minutes left maybe. And they'll be trying to bleed out the clock. I don't know. He'll do something stupid, but the Colts have been playing pretty well. I know they played the Jags last week. It was pretty close, but Jonathan Taylor's just, I mean, on another level. I think he finally, he tied Derrick Henry in rushing yards. With, I think, how many less attempts?
50 less rushing attempts, I believe. So, and yeah, it's, he has the same amount of yards. So crazy. Yeah. He's on a tear.
That offensive line has been great this year. It'll be interesting. Can they run the ball? The Bills defense has been great the whole year, basically. I don't know if Wentz will be able to keep up with Allen in that offense. I want to think that it's just, they had that little spurt of like just shaky on all sides of the ball, really. They're back. The Bills are back. I think they take care of business. I don't know if they cover that spread, but I think they win the game at home. I don't see it.
Stephon Diggs was off to a slow start this year. And even last week, he was firing. He had a ton of yards. I think he was even up to 9 catches too. So that might be a sign that the Bills are starting around the corner offensively. I look back to this matchup in the playoffs last year. Phillip Rivers pretty much had a chance to win them the game. And after that game, I walked away with, wow. The Colts, all they need to do is upgrade at quarterback. Just with a guy who can push the ball down the field, you know, make clutch throws. I don't know if they have that. Like, Carson Wentz has been good this year. He's been, you know, he's protected the ball, but it's the dumb mistakes at the worst moment that you alluded to. And that's why I'm a little bit worried. But I think this could be close. But you said matchup to watch is Taylor against that run defense. Moving on, Saints and Eagles. Jalen Hurts. Is Trevor Siemian the guy? Are they going to be using Taysom Hill? Like, what is going on with the Saints? Somehow they still have a winning record. It's just been like a crazy, weird year. And the Eagles on the other side somehow are in playoff. Like, this team can make the playoffs.
The third wild card spot, it's the greatest thing. I didn't like it at
ever
first.
In the NFC.
No, but it's the greatest because the Eagles are contending for a playoff spot.
But I think the AFC, the team that will get in, will be a good team. I honestly believe that. You got the teams like, you know, the Patriots, the Bengals, even the Browns. I'm still not ready to say that they're not a good team. Like, the NFC, it's just bad teams contending for that last spot.
Well, I mean, you don't want to see Jalen Hurts in the playoffs.
You know that Cowboys and Falcons could be a wild card weekend matchup.
No, because the Cowboys are going to have the one seed.
Okay. But we saw the Cowboys and the Falcons last week. Do you think... Did you watch the game and say, wow, that's two playoff teams going at it? What was the score? 43-3?
Yeah, I think Younghoe Koo only points of the game.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, Saints and I'll be honest, I'm not going to watch this game.
There's an absurd amount of 1 o'clock games this week.
Yeah, and there's only two teams on bye.
There's only two teams on bye. But there's a lot of 1 o'clocks. I guess, yeah, Saints and Eagles, not much to this one. The storyline is the Eagles upset the Saints last year. So Jalen Hurts is 1-0 against the Saints in his career. Maybe he can keep it going. But we got Ravens in Chicago next. Lamar Jackson looking to bounce back after last week's real, real tough performance. And it really doesn't get much easier in Chicago. It's a tough place to play. Bears have a decently solid defense. So
I think this is a huge Ravens bounce back game.
Really?
I think this is, we take control of, nobody really knows who the favorite is to win that division right now. I guess it's probably still slightly the Ravens, but I think Miami's defense now is playing like like it's one now it's back to what it was last year. Like they just flipped the switch over, I guess, 1 or 2 weeks, and that's it. They're all the way back. Their defense is just, it's the perfect matchup to stop Lamar. The Bears are not going to be able to do that. I think it's a huge bounce back. They need this game. Everyone else in their division seems to kind of be in limbo. I think they take care of business on the road. They're the class of the AFC North. They showed in this game.
I'm not going to debate that because I do think they're the best team in that division. But something to note here is the Bears are coming off a bye. That means they've had 2 weeks to prepare for Lamar. They watched that game. Miami ran cover zero, I think, 42 times against the Ravens. That is crazy. I'm not saying that, you know, they have a recipe to stop Lamar, because I don't think that there is one, but they showed, you know, they gave the Bears some pretty solid film on what works, what doesn't work, and how to get in his head. At the same time, Lamar has had a week to dissect that game, and he now knows where to improve on. And I think he did get a little bit unlucky with receiver drops, and that fumble that Miami returned for a touchdown also changed the game massively. I don't know if it's going to be a huge bounce back spot. I like the Ravens to win, but I want to see from Justin Fields, because Lamar is a mobile quarterback. Justin Fields can move too. So I want to see him go head to head and if he can keep up for sure.
You're talking about the Bears off a bye and stuff. And wow, they've had it. It's Matt Nagy's the coach. It doesn't mean anything. He's quite possibly the worst coach in the league.
I think, was it last week you said Dan Campbell off a bye?
There you go. You don't want to see Dan Campbell. Yeah.
You don't want to see him. You don't want to see him. So, I don't know. Matt Nagy, he's not in the same upper echelon like Dan Campbell is. So. But we'll move on. Texans against the Titans. This would generally be like a Derrick Henry runs wild over a division opponent game. That's not the case anymore. You know, this game's really rivaling your Lions and Browns for I'm not watching.
I'm not watching this. I've never felt so strongly about a team covering a spread than the Houston Texans at plus 10.
Really?
Hear me out. Tyrod Taylor has played 3 games this year. Okay? The first two, that offense looked, you know, like they had some sort of offense. They could move the ball at least. Agreed?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The next game was against the new best defense
in the league. So all of a sudden now, just because the Dolphins stopped Tyrod Taylor, they're the best defense in the NFL.
And Lamar.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're the best, but I think that, but then on the other side, the Titans defense has actually been unreal.
Can I tell you something? The Houston Texans against the Miami Dolphins, Miami turned the ball over 5 times in that game, and their quarterback was Jacoby Brissett, and Houston could not cover a 7.5 point. I think it closed at 6.5 against Miami. I think Tennessee's defense is probably better than mine, or at least they've been playing better over the course of the entire season. And offensively, I know they don't have Derrick Henry, but they've been moving the ball a lot better than Miami has. You want to change your answer now?
No.
You know what? I'll give you some credit because it's divisional. And we saw the Titans against the Jets. We saw the Titans, like a couple games, they've sort of taken their opponents lightly and they haven't looked great. So I'll give you that. But I think we've wasted too much time on a game that you said, I'm not watching this at all.
Well, that's fair. I don't think anyone's watching that game aside from AFC South enthusiasts.
Yeah.
If they're out there. I'm sure they're out there.
We're going to the 4 o'clocks now. No Broncos at 4:05 this week, which is
Talk about Miami and the Jets.
Oh, yeah. We missed that. You know
I mean,
why?
It's only your favorite team.
I read. This is not sponsored. I have the score, the games, you know, the score app. Okay. And Miami and the Jets is first. But I feel like that's not a good enough game to read it off first. So I never want to lead with that. And then I just missed it. All right, Dolphins -3 against the Jets. Tua's back. Played last week. He should be healthy this week. I want to hear your thoughts on this game because we all know mine.
It seems to be like it's the most absurd spread of the week.
Like, you think it should be Dolphins -10?
Well, maybe not 10 because they're on the road, but like I feel like that's like give me at least like 5.5.
I'm all in on the Dolphins now.
I'm all in on the Dolphins. Because I've looked at their schedule. They're going to be 7-7. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they will be 7-7.
I don't know if they're going to be Carolina, but I think we have a good chance to get at least back to 500. Last year, we played Joe Flacco, and the Jets didn't score any points on us. We pitched the shutout. So hopefully that defense can show up again, and hopefully we can score some points. But I agree with you on that spread as well. It looks a little low. Could be a trap, as always. 4 o'clock games now. 405, I mentioned no Broncos, which that's just like the staple of the NFL schedule. 405 Broncos and no one's watching. Bengals and Raiders, though, in Vegas. The Bengals are favored by one, so it's a pick 'em. Bengals off by. What do you think?
I think this has potential to be, I mean, there's another good 4 o'clock game we'll get to in a second, but I think this could be like one of the most fun games of the week to watch. I think this could just be points all day. Bengals off a bye. You know, Raiders, they didn't look great last week against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are now all of a sudden back in the Super Bowl, but I don't know. Ooh, I didn't even look at that spread. The Bengals are favored, eh? On the road in Vegas. Oh, I guess, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but well, somebody's got to be minus one.
Yeah, and it's them. So
Zach Taylor off a bye. What does that mean?
You don't want to see him off a bye.
Is that you think that's the way?
No, I'm not going with that. I'm not putting my name behind that statement. So the Raiders have just been like, ever since all this stuff went down with Henry Ruggs and even Damon Arnett, it's just been like a complete disaster. Even the roadblocks and the hurdles that they've had to go through this season is just, I've never seen anything like it before with the football team. And I think they are a pretty decent team. They were outclassed a week ago on prime time. So I think they're going to want to bounce back. And maybe this can be a week where they just sort of look like they can contend for that wild card spot in the AFC once again, because they're still very much in it. And these two teams, I think, do they have the exact same record? They're both 5-4.
Yeah.
So come January, when we see the teams that actually go on to the playoffs, this game is going to be huge. I don't know. I like what you said. It could be a shootout.
I didn't think of that. But yeah, that's the tiebreaker right there, is this game. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't think either of these teams ends up winning the division, even though they still have a very good chance right now. But yeah, I think they're both in that wild card conversation. So yeah, this is one of the tiebreaker games that we'll look back at.
We're forgetting the Bengals were the one seed in the AFC once upon a time, but they're on a 2-game losing streak. Raiders are on a 2-game losing streak, so someone has to win. But yeah, we'll move on to what I think is the game of the week. Cowboys heading into Kansas City. You said the Chiefs are back to being Super Bowl contenders as a joke. I say that for real. I don't know. Chiefs 2.5 spread. If you told me 2 weeks ago they'd be favored against the Cowboys, I would have thought you're crazy. But after what I saw last Sunday, I think it's maybe warranted at home.
First of all, best game of the week, yes. Also, uniform matchup of the week.
You think it's uniform matchup of the week?
I think it's, well, pending uniforms. But I think if the Chiefs are wearing their red and the Cowboys are in their white, I think we got the uniform matchup of the week. But it all depends on the uniform matchup.
I don't hate it. That's for sure.
I don't know if there's another contender. We'll go through it at the end.
I think this week's generally not great for uniform matchups.
That's why I'm leaning towards this one.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't sleep on Bengals and Raiders, but I think the Bengals would have to wear their orange, and that's obviously not going to happen because they're on the road.
Also, this game, the Dallas Cowboys beat the brakes off of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you.
You think they're going to kill them?
Thank you. Yes. I think they win by 10.
Okay, well.
Well, okay. Sorry. I think that counts on the road.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's going to come down to the final
position. I don't think they're going to beat them by 20.
Maybe this is just wishful thinking, but I think it's going to come down to either Dak Prescott or Patrick Mahomes with the ball in their hand, 30 seconds left, drive the ball down the field, kick a field goal and go home with a win. Like that's what I want to see as a viewer. I think it's going to be close.
Can I tell you what really happens?
What's that?
Can I tell you what really happens? Because it's not going to be a shootout.
Okay. You think it's going to be like a 17-14?
Well, maybe not that, but like a little bit. It's not going to be 33-30. Zeke's going to have his best game of the year.
I think this is going to be a Dak Prescott heavy game. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Dalton Schultz, like that sort of game.
I don't think it makes sense. I don't think the Chiefs can stop this Cowboys run.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to stop the Cowboys at all on offense.
Well, then how can you not be on the same? You can't. Aren't you leaning Cowboys win?
Because Mahomes is back. Did he ever leave?
No, no. He's still good. He's still top 20. He's still top 20 quarterback.
And I think he'll keep up with Dak Prescott. And I honestly think this is going to be a shootout.
All right. Well, then.
What's the over-under? 56.5.
Yeah.
I might take the over in our spread picks just out of pride.
Well, I'll be taking the under. I'll tell you right now, I'm taking the under in that game.
Okay.
I don't know. But game of the week at 425.
Game of the week for sure. We got three games left. Cardinals, Seahawks. Seahawks, this is, you said last week the 49ers game is, it's pretty much their season. This is the Seahawks season. They have to win.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. I actually think they do win this game. I don't care really if Kyler and Hopkins is back. I think last week I said I think they make a run and make the wild card. Obviously the game against the Packers didn't really help my confidence there. I don't know if they do end up making it, but I think they win this game because it's just, you have to in order to even stay in the conversation, really. So I think they just, it's do or die. And it's just, frankly, it's not for the Cardinals. Seahawks need this win more. They're at home. The crowd's going to be going crazy. Russell Wilson back at home. I think they win the game.
I really like the Seahawks in this one too. The only reason I'm a little worried is because the Cardinals lost last week, and a good team like them, especially with Kyler back, sounds like he's going to be back. D-Hop as well. Team like that normally doesn't lose two in a row, but hey, it's a divisional game on the road. Like if the Cardinals are going to lose games healthy, fully healthy, this is the type of game that I think that they go down in. And what we saw from last week, that's not what Russell Wilson is as a player. He's a top five, at least top 10 quarterback in the NFL. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a good one. And that plus 2.5 looks a little sweet for the Seahawks, but we'll go to the Sunday Night Football, which, man, can they flex something else? Can they flex Cowboys and Chiefs to Sunday Night, please?
This is, it's a little bit of a letdown after those 2 4 o'clock games, and we followed up with the Steelers and the Chargers. I don't know. That's six, though. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points for losing to the Vikings.
The last time the Steelers played in LA on Sunday Night Football, Duck Hodges was the starting quarterback for the Steelers. It was in LA. It was rammed with Steelers fans, and the Steelers won. They upset the Chargers. So there's a little history for you. I think that was 2 years ago. And after seeing that on Sunday night, I don't know why they're back with these two teams. I don't.
Well, okay, Ben should be back, right?
What's with these new stadiums, SoFi Stadium and Allegiant in Vegas, and the NFL just flooding them with primetime games?
Well, I mean, I think the Chargers are a good primetime. I just don't want to see the Steelers in primetime. That's the problem with the game. The Chargers, I think, are a good primetime game.
And you said Ben's going to be back. I don't know if he is. There's no guarantee.
Well, let's roll with Ben is back. We record this on a Thursday. Ben is back. It's going to, as soon as we stop recording, it's going to be he's out. But Ben is back. So Ben is back. And if Ben is back, I think the Steelers cover that. They had an ugly game last week against the Lions. Lions were like, there's a couple things going against the Steelers. Obviously, Ben wasn't playing. The Lions were off a bye. And also, it was raining. It was a terrible day. Like, it was just an awful day for football. It was ugly. They didn't play well. But I think this is a bounce back. Tomlin's just notorious for playing down to his opponents. But this is a big game Sunday night, against the Chargers. I think the Steelers cover those 6 points. I think they could possibly win this game, too.
I think with their defense as well, and saying like, oh, Ben's back. It's not the same as saying, oh, Kyler Murray's back. It's just that Mason Rudolph was terrible last week. Like everything was going into the turf. It's the fact that at least we know Ben can make those 6-7 yard passes to somewhat move the ball offensively. The Steelers, I like what they're doing with Najee Harris, but man, are they going to run that guy into the ground because that he is their entire offense this year. I don't know. Like I said, I wish two other teams were playing on Sunday Night Football, but I can only hope that it's a good game. Hey, the Steelers made it an interesting game to watch when they played the Bears on Monday night a couple weeks ago, just because it went down to the wire and there was a lot of controversy. Hoping it's the same, but it doesn't get any prettier with the Monday night game this week. Oh man, what a terrible week for primetime football. Giants in Tampa. The only sort of encouraging part is last year they played on Monday night as well, and it went down to the last drive of the game.
The fourth down game.
Yeah, correct? The Antoine Winfield.
Oh, no, was that against the Bears?
No, that was the Bears. Bears. That was on Thursday night. This was the Antoine Winfield PI game in the end zone.
Right. The Giants should have won.
Giants absolutely should have won, yeah.
Well, the only reason I'll be watching, if this game was in the 1 o'clock spot, this would have been, I'm not watching a snap of this game.
I think you can't say that when Tom Brady's the quarterback.
I didn't watch a snap of the last game, to be honest. I watched it. I watched it after. I didn't watch it live.
That's the point.
All right. Well, Saquon Barkley is back.
Is he, though? I feel like every week it's like, oh, he might play. He might.
No. He's back. He's going to get three carries and, like, you know, a couple targets. He's barely going
to
play. But
talk about the worst team to come back to. Like, maybe the Saints would be the absolute worst, even though he had a pretty good game against him this year. But it's tough to run on the Bucs. Very tough. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it could. I mean, the only way is maybe they get him more involved in the passing game, throw a couple screen passes to him. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to run too well just straight up against that defensive line. And, like, I don't know how you run against the Bucs, even though Antonio Gibson, I don't know.
He had two touchdowns, but it was a 3 yards per carry game. Like, let's be honest.
Okay, but much more effective than most of what we've seen this season.
And the fact that they were able to get him 20 carries, they put on one of the longest drives I've ever seen in that fourth quarter to seal that one. But yeah, not the greatest week for primetime football, but that's going to do it for today's episode. Is your final jersey pick of the week Cowboys and Chiefs?
Yes, yours?
I think I have to agree. I'm not impressed with what's going on.
Yeah, the colors aren't not matching right now. So
maybe 49ers Jags is a sleeper, but the Jags have to wear teal, 49ers have to wear white. But that's going to do it for today's episode. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys next week.